This is an extemporaneous prayer treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. Website is mbeinstitute.org. The topic of this prayer treatment is principle. Violation of laws of God foster regression. Principle is the fourth in a series of terms that define God. Mary Baker Eddy defines God as incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. She also defines God as the great I Am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. She defines good as being God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and omniaction. She describes man as being the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. Genesis chapter 1, starting with verse 26, defines man as made in the image and likeness of God. There are three quotes at the beginning of the textbook, which are as follows. 1, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. 2, there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so, by Shakespeare. The first one were words of Jesus, quoted by John. And the third one is, oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere. So what does it mean that God heard Mary Baker Eddy's prayer? The title, Principle, Violation of Laws of God Fosters Regression, is intended to tell us that there is one principle, and that is the divine principle, which is one of the terms that describes God. Principle is structure, system, and it's always in balance, always harmonious. Since man is made in the image and likeness of God, then if our thought, speech, and actions are in line with that image, then we will be reflecting all of the qualities of God. We will not make mistakes. We will be utilizing the intelligence of God, the wisdom, the knowing of God. We will be having the power that doing good things provides. Mary Baker Eddy states that the good we do and embody gives us the only power obtainable. Man has all these facilities available. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to abide by the laws of God, which are detailed in the seven terms of God, which is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love? Or are we going to violate them? It is up to us. Are we going to guard our door of thought to make sure we only let into consciousness revelations about the truth? Mary Baker Eddy states that infinite progression is concrete being. If we're going to regress, we are going to be causing ourselves a lot of trouble. Mary Baker Eddy prayed every hour to make sure that she was keeping her thought, speech, and actions in line with the perfection of God, and that's thought, speech, and action related to everyone and everything. Doesn't matter what appears to have taken place or someone's character, That's not our business. Our business is to have a perfect view of everyone. Jesus didn't see any evil people. He saw only the perfect ideas of God. And he claimed that and brought about the healing with his conviction and understanding. Jesus recognized the qualities of God, and he recognized what it said in the Bible, that man was made in the image and likeness of God. Jesus is considered the Son of God, therefore, Father-like Son. He reflected the qualities of God, and one of those qualities was truth. He saw the truth about everyone and everything. If there was an evil act, he didn't attach it to an individual because the individual is the idea of God. He looked at the evil as being separate and distinct, and that's what he exposed and destroyed. A false belief is evil. That has to be separate from an individual. And the false belief is what needs to be exposed and destroyed, not an individual. When asked what is the greatest commandment of all, he said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." He loved everyone. Even though he was attacked by almost everyone, and who showed up at his crucifixion. In fact, who showed up at the trial? Nobody showed up at the trial. At his crucifixion, he had a half a dozen people. Everyone was afraid. They was afraid that they would be considered in the same category as Jesus, and they would lose their life. John was not afraid. He showed up. His mother, Mary Magdalene, and I believe it was three others. Mary Baker Eddy identifies Jesus as the way shower, showing us the way to be godlike, like he was. Mary Baker Eddy gave a wonderful gift to humanity because she devoted her life to understanding Jesus, and she discovered that his healings were not miracles, but they were science. They were scientific. Jesus recognized that love should be the leader of our life, that we should love everyone. We should cultivate a life of love. That is our real prayer. Our prayer should be cultivating a life of love. In chapter 14, which is entitled Recapitulation, the very beginning is a quote from Isaiah. Precept upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little, there a little. Isn't Mary Baker Eddy telling us that we don't need to make any giant leap in one day or one of anything? What we need to do is not go backwards. We want to be on the path of infinite progression, working toward concrete being. So we want to go up and forward in our thought. And we've been given many tools to use to enable us to do exactly that. We have a presentation on the website called Heal Everything. And there's step-by-step instructions on how you can begin or improve your spiritual development. As you improve your spiritual development, healing about any discord that you may be experiencing comes automatically. The textbook is entitled Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, and the last 101 pages of that 700-page textbook is a report of verified healings, 486 of them, from 85 different individuals. Basically, they were each one trying to solve one problem, and they found instead of solving one problem, they solved six problems. Each solving the additional problems came about as a result of their spiritual advancement, being in a new dimension of thought, speech, and action. Mary Baker Eddy gave us something very interesting on page 146 of the textbook, and it says, "Divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus's healing was based and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease." Now keep in mind, disease is anything that is out of balance. It is a dis-ease, any friction, any conflict. That would include sin, sickness, even death. Anything with conflict in any area of one's life. Now she follows up on page 330 with another statement about the system. "When the 32 planks of the platform is understood, and the letter and the spirit bear witness, the infallibility of divine metaphysics will be demonstrated." Pages 330 to 340, those 11 pages, provide the 32 topics to which she refers. What do you think she means by the spirit? Love. We must be exuding with love, caring about others, instead of taking, giving, instead of condemning, realizing that it's not our job to condemn. Let all the judging be up to the laws of God, not us as an individual. We don't need to carry around hatred for anyone, whether they did something against us or not, whether they did something totally evil or not. That is not our business. Our business is to follow the way shower, Christ Jesus. He is the one that is the most perfect example, at least up until Mary Baker Eddy, and she is like a companion as an example, just like Science and Health is a companion to the Bible in understanding the Bible. Everyone needs to be consciously aware of what the laws of God are, because those are the laws of the universe. Those are the laws that affect everyone's life, and they're either going to abide by them or violate them. There's no in-between, no gray area. It is black or white. It is perfection that we strive for, or are we going to accept anything at all? We need to filter everything, all thought, speech, and action. Our motive is the engine that drives the thought, speech, and action. Shakespeare gives us a very plain clue. Nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Jesus said thinking something is the same as doing it. The Bible says that man should tithe. Tithe means a tenth part. Does that refer to money? Does it mean we should just write a check to some institution that is soliciting money, claiming they are a non-profit organization? There's the department of the government called DOGE, which is Department of Government Efficiency, because of some very honest people that are operating that effort. They did research on nonprofit organizations, and they found that almost everyone is totally corrupt. And if they advertise something that they are doing good for humanity, on average, between 0 and 5% of all the money they received gets filtered down to what they advertise as their primary cause. The rest of it, between 95 and 100%, is a scam by the ones operating the organization. That includes even the Red Cross. It is totally corrupt. These ads you see where they show these pathetic children that are seem to be without food and shelter and clothing, the basic necessities of life. And they want you to contribute to save the children. You're advised to check it out. Chances are, between 95 and 100% of everything that you donate is going to just go into the pockets of the people that are running the organization. It's a big scam for almost every single one. One of Mary Baker Eddy's earliest lecturers that traveled around the United States, and this is when travel was by either train or horseback or coach, drawn by horses, stagecoach. His name was Dr. Fluno, and one of the favorite topics that he lectured on was criticism. He said criticism leads to all evil. It wasn't just a bad quality in and of itself. It leads to all evil. Wow. That is where the condemning comes in. When we condemn, we need to deal with forgiving. It's better not to have the sour thought about the individual in the beginning and never condemn them, never criticize them. To take care of our own thoughts, let alone meddle in someone else's business. Everyone needs to work out their own salvation. Let others work theirs out. Don't try to force feed your opinions. The website gives full explanations on everything that is mentioned in the prayer treatments. And we have approximately 400 prayer treatments that teach the system of divine metaphysics. If we start off by cultivating a life of giving, that is the first step. And don't think just about money, and don't just think about 10%. Some people are like the lady that went into the synagogue where Jesus said that lady gave more than anyone else, and yet she gave only 2 mites, which in today's dollars is 1 penny. But she gave more than anyone else because she gave all she had. If you want to be a B student in school, you have to give more of yourself than to just be average. And certainly being average is giving more than a D student or a failure, an F student. The same thing in everything we do. If we want to be an excellent tennis player, we must give more than just an average amount of effort. We need to be taking lessons. We need to be perfecting everything about our game. The same thing in the system of divine metaphysics. If you want to have a dimension of life that is far beyond anything you could have imagined, the tools are on the website. And you can establish that kind of a life in that kind of a dimension, but it's going to take effort, like anything else that is very important to be successful. There is effort involved. It's not magic. Each one is encouraged to visit the website. There's a tremendous amount of information in the header and in the footer, which lead to pages to give you a lot of description and a very comprehensive menu in the top left of every page. We have 3 authors out of 100 plus authors that had 15-minute appointments with their patients. At the end of 15 minutes, the patient was healed. One individual followed that procedure for 35 years. Another one for 16 years. These are all mentioned on the website under featured authors. One individual featured out of those 3 that are mentioned was called to a Christian Science nursing home. And when he went in the front door, the lady said, "Why are you here?" And he said, "Well, there's a patient that called me to come." She says, "You can't go in there. Everyone here is ill with a contagious disease. If you go in there, you're going to come out and you're going to have the disease." Can you imagine having a receptionist that would conduct herself like that in a Christian Science nursing home? She had exactly the wrong attitude. She lacked conviction. She lacked understanding about what Christian Science is all about. He sat down in the lobby, and in a few minutes, the nurses started coming out, saying, "What happened? Everyone is healed all at the same time." And they apparently had several hundred people that lived there or were in there receiving care in the nursing home. That didn't bother him. He didn't look upon it as being hundreds of problems. He looked upon it as being one problem, and he healed that one problem for the hundreds of people that were there. Another one of those 3 Christian Science practitioners raised a boy from the dead. Bicknell Young was another one. He raised himself from the dead. He was declared dead from drowning. There have been millions of testimonies of healing that have been reported in the churches since about 1870. Mary Baker Eddy discovered Christian Science in 1866. Jesus gave us one prayer, and it's titled the Lord's Prayer. Mary Baker Eddy gave us the spiritual sense of that Lord's Prayer on pages 15 and 16 of the Christian Science textbook. She states that if we understand and live the spiritual sense of the Lord's Prayer, we will be able to heal anything instantaneously. Mary Baker Eddy gave us 7 specific prayers called the Diapason of Heaven. It was actually given to her final class in the Metaphysical College in 1898. I shall recite to you in closing this prayer treatment the Diapason of Heaven with a focus on principle. Diapason of Heaven by Mary Baker Eddy. We must hallow this word principle as a name for God. Declare often there is only one principle, and this is my infinite, all-present, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-acting, all-loving principle. Principle is my God, and my God is divine principle. Good is my principle, and my principle is good. Divine principle is enthroned in my consciousness as my God. Persons and personal sense are not enthroned. This is the word of God. Declare all the truths you know about principle. Principle as God must be subjective in your consciousness. Claim this enduring, governing, exhaustless, sustaining principle is enthroned. So-called mortal laws are inoperative and unreal. Amen. Today is Monday, September 29 at 2038. Thank you for listening to this prayer treatment on the topic of principle, explaining that violation of the laws of God fosters regression. The end.